after this game with a 3-2 record. Coach, let's begin with that final possession after the reset from point three to point six. What was the quick discussion about how to defend that?
Well, we wanted to put Fred. We thought they might go for a lob, so we wanted to put Fred on the ball, have some disruption. Didn't communicate on the switch. Allowed them to have an easy basket right at the rim.
You try to give these guys a lot of adversity. That's been the source of and the substance of a lot of our conversations so far. But in this situation, when it's the heat of a moment and it's the first time you've been in something this close in a home setting, how do you feel that they ultimately were able to handle that, even though it was ultimately a loss?
Well, I think there was a lot of growth from the Davidson game to now. It was pretty evident with the overall effort. Constantly preaching that every possession has a life of its own. And you got to value the basketball, and then you got to sit down and compete. So we still have a ways to go, but I will say that I'm proud of the effort. Tonight, there's been some growth from the Davidson game.
I don't know if you know exactly how many deflections you guys had. I know you try for 30 a game, but it seemed like you guys were all over the floor, especially during the first 20 minutes. You forced 22 turnovers. 16 of those were steals. 6 from Eric Boone. 4 more from Grand Weatherford. You were able to get a lot of guys some necessary action, and defensively it just shows how much the effort existed.
Yeah, I think it's what we preached from the time we got here. This is game 5. Still a work in progress, but proud of the effort of the players. We made some mental lapses in the second half. I thought our first 20 minutes was really sharp, where guys were flying around, disruptive. I mean, you force a team that's very well coached into 15 turnovers. That means you're playing extremely hard in the first half. But plenty of room of growth. Guys will continue to stick together. That's been the big message is, hey, we face adversity. This should allow us to grow from that. We have a quick turnaround again, playing on Tuesday, and then we head off to Florida, play 3 games in Florida before the break.
With one day to get ready for Carver, what will be the focus of that preparation?
I think continue to work the film. You know, you work the film, you see the breakdowns, you get a chance to learn. It takes a mental approach to do that. And we're going to put our best foot forward to continue to get better. But I will say that the effort was drastically improved, and we just have to understand that every possession has a life of its own, and every second counts. So we'll continue to get better.
Coach, thanks very much for the time. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
77-75, Mercer beats the Eagles. We'll have more of the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this from Learfield, IMG College.